ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ, welcome to the Overcoming the Acceptable Christian Sin of Gluttony podcast number 29, a companion podcast to the Acceptable Christian Sin of Gluttony message series, sermon series, homily series, whatever you want to call it. My name is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International. The purpose of this podcast is to share with you, from a biblical perspective, the means by which we can combat and overcome the sin of gluttony and its outcome of obesity, and all of the problems that come from that, such as diabetes and many other health issues. Our passage from the Word of God of the Holy Bible today is Galatians 5:16, which reads, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." That includes overeating, lusting after food, eating too much food, eating the wrong things. For you see, because we are wrong, we always want the wrong stuff. You know how that is. I hope you understand that. Now, let's look at gluttony and its effects in the news. According to Yahoo News, new European research has found that for men having a higher body mass index, BMI, at age 18 is linked with a higher risk of suffering a heart attack before age 65. Carried out by researchers at the University of Gothenburg, Sweden, the new study looked at Swedish men born between 1950 and 1987 who enlisted for mandatory military service at the age of 18. At enrollment, all the men, 1 million plus in total, had to complete physical and psychological examinations, which included measurements of BMI, blood pressure, IQ, and cardiovascular and muscular fitness. They were then followed for up to a maximum of 46 years. The findings presented on Tuesday at ESC Congress 2019 together with the World Congress of Cardiology showed that a higher BMI at age 18 was associated with a higher risk of a heart attack before age 65, even after taking into account age, year of conscription, any other health conditions at the start of the study, parents' education, blood pressure, IQ, muscle strength, and fitness. Beloved, in this podcast, we are going through the fine book, The Rave Diet and Lifestyle, The Natural Foods Diet with Meals That Heal by Mike Anderson. This section is titled Baseline Measurements, Countering Skepticism, Part 1. It's difficult to convince many people that diet can be so powerful. Most eating diseases are like nutritional time bombs, which takes decades to develop, so people may feel healthy now, but they no doubt have heart disease, cancer, and other diseases slowly growing in their bodies. Because of their own diet, the food that they're putting in their stomach. I remember talking to a woman who was very skeptical of the Rave diet. She said, "Look at me. I'm healthy, and I eat whatever I want." She, like so many other people, considered herself as healthy as her peers. Unfortunately, being as healthy as one's peers in America, or rather in America, is not being healthy at all. She was grossly overweight. She called it a few extra pounds, and I could tell by just looking at her and generally knowing what she ate that she suffered from at least heart disease, and no doubt other diseases were at work inside her body. A few years after our brief conversation, I learned through a mutual friend that she had a heart attack. Don't let your skepticism keep you from this diet just because you're as healthy as your peers. Our norms for what is healthy have steadily deteriorated over the years, and these norms are killing people. There are many claims being made by various diet plans which would make anyone skeptical. If you are a normally healthy and skeptical person and want to try the Rave diet, what I would suggest is that you test your own skepticism by getting a few tests done before you start the diet, then retest in 6 months or earlier if you want to. They will be a measure of just how healthy your skepticism really was. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, help us to humble ourselves and take care of ourselves, and to stop being gluttons, which is causing all of the problems in our health in this country and around the globe. Have mercy and grace upon us. Forgive us for our sins and help us to all repent. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Now, my beloved, in this series, as we focus on overcoming the sin of gluttony and managing our bodies as God intended, we must not lose sight of the most important part of our existence, our spiritual life. Even those of you who are fit, who eat right, and who exercise regularly, must still address the condition of your soul. You may keep your body in perfect condition till the day you die, but you will still die. We all will. And the only thing that will matter in this world is the condition of your soul. And so I ask you today, is your soul in shape? Is your soul in right standing with God? The only way to make sure of that is to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior from sin and the consequences of sin. He alone can save your soul, put you in right standing with God, and ensure that you do not perish in hell. Now, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, here is how you can trust Him today. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws, the Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful people, too afraid to get saved because of what their friends and their family members might say, and unbelieving, those who claim to be agnostics and atheists, and the abominable, cruel and mean and nasty people who do abominable things, abominations, and murderers, people who kill others, and whoremongers, people who have sex outside of the bonds of marriage, and sorcerers, people who practice witchcraft and voodoo, and idolaters, people who put anything or anybody before God, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now that is bad news, but here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, his name is Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins. In fact, he suffered, bled, and died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today, and he will save your soul. For the Bible says in Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever, that word whosoever means anybody at any time, shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So, dear friend, if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, if you believe that Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead, and you want to trust him for your salvation today, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase. Holy Father God, I realize and I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins by your grace and by your help. Help me to repent of my sins. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and with your help, I will follow him as my Lord from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life forever today. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you believed in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." And dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well. And we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Until next time, my beloved, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you. Real good is my prayer.